This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Chance from the corner at the empty net, and that's just going to go wide. Now the no icing of the play. What a play! Peyton Krebs racing up ice after Thompson went for the empty net, and Peyton Krebs buries it, and what a timely goal that is for him, his first of the season.
Dan Dunleavy on the call there. Yeah, Peyton Krebs' first goal of the season seals away win number 6 for the Buffalo Sabres against the New Jersey Devils on Sunday night. Welcome back to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Derek Kramer, Zach Jones, we're here with you hanging out. We will be hearing from Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen in a few minutes as well. But Zach, 6 in a row. I'm giddy because what did I say repeatedly on this show about the Buffalo Sabres this
Just
season?
Just do something different.
Be different. And brother, are they different this year in a different way because, well, one, you moved on from Kevin Adams.
Mm-hmm.
That's different in and of itself. But now the Buffalo Sabres, with a win tonight, Zach, would have their longest win streak since 2018.
And that's when they go to 11,
right? That's the
tenor. That's the tenor. Okay, so I talked a little bit about that last night on the nightcap. I was at the San Jose game.
That one was wild.
And outside of the specialty nights, right, Ryan Miller night, which I was not in attendance, but watching it was really cool. I was at RJ night. I cried. I mean, I didn't even expect that either. Like, I'm more of an emotional guy, but less crying-wise. But, like, even that got me.
I'm just thinking of Shorzy now crying at anthems. And
absolutely.
That's just you.
And, but those all had special meaning, right? Like you're going there to reminisce and to live the memories.
Right. Skinner night was awesome.
Skinner night, right. But the San Jose game, speaking about Skinner, overtime winner. There was nothing to that other than the win streak. But I was there with my buddy Joe, who was actually in town. I was at dinner with him last night. We were at that game. And it was just like, oh, this is the coolest thing I've ever experienced.
And
at that point, the Bills are still relatively new on the scene in terms of being a playoff team and all that stuff. So, like, that to me, I mean, I remember the next day watching the NHL Network, which never has live programming.
I know, not anymore.
And they actually did that day, and they're going to, like, you know, cup probability and playoff probability, and the Sabres are like 90%. And I'm like, let's go!
And then they very much were not.
But, I mean, it was so much fun. Like, that streak, and this has similar feelings to that. It's not what
Funny
it was 2 years ago.
Funny how you mentioned the atmosphere, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because that is a fraction of the power that could be out there. And, obviously, a little older than you, therefore I know a little bit, but I've experienced a little bit more of the Buffalo Sabres when they were at their peaks, and or at least their peaks within this century.
Mm-hmm.
But my big deal about this is, you have an opportunity to match that type of streak. You've already tied the longest streak within Adams' tenure, and Adams got fired halfway through this one.
Yeah.
Because the longest win streak in Adams' entire tenure is 2022, six in a row, where they end December of 2022 winning against that Boston team.
Is that New Year's Eve?
That's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, yeah.
And they win in overtime against that Bruins team that was so good. They set the record that year. And now, okay, what happened that year? You were pointing out the playoffs. With how their season started, yes, it would sting if they make it like a point or two or three away from the postseason again. But a return to relevance would be back to where we're standing. And something you said to me off air, Zach, I don't know if you said this on air, but ultimately, the dagger that dooms Kevin Adams, and I'll let you finish the point on that, is not within these bad seasons, it's after the good one.
Right. And so my thing has always been, it's been the long death for Adams' tenure as GM. Because for me, the moment that he zigged and should have zagged, or however you want to put it, is the summer of 23, where you did have the relevancy. I've said this before on air. You had the relevancy. You had growing respect. I'm not saying you had the full respect, but growing respect around the league.
You were hot and young.
Yeah. You were the fun young. You're scoring like the wind. Everyone wants to be you. You're the envy of the league. You also had guys that just out of nowhere. Tage Thompson goes from an afterthought, late first-round pick, kind of failing in St. Louis, gets to Buffalo, doesn't look great. Wait, what do you mean he's scoring 40 goals this year?
Dylan Cousins has the best career shot.
Yeah, Dylan Cousins' career year. And then you still have Rasmus Dahlin. Granato has this aura about him that he might be this next really good coach that he's going to just, even if he's get fired from the Sabres, he's going to be bouncing around. Because look what he's been able to do with these young guys. And that offseason, it's Eric Johnson, Connor Clifton, re-sign Kyle Oposo. There's probably another move in there I'm missing. But
that's
it's
the end
those
of the list.
Three that I really go to. And I think that's the miss. And you talk about it, too, with Adams. It was the inactivity. What's most exciting about this, and it has not reached the levels of that 10-game win streak. It hasn't even reached the levels of the late run in 22 where they, you know, Levi starting all these games. They're making it close. They missed by one. Like, that was a ball. And even like January, February, I think, where they find themselves in a playoff spot. And you could tell it's going to be a run here to the end of the year. But the difference is, and I said this after they beat New Jersey, the difference is I actually have faith in the front office. Especially now when you add in guys like Mark Bergevin, who has almost a decade of success. And speaking of that, we are going to go now actually to Ottawa as Jarmo Kekäläinen is speaking on the new hires, including Mark Bergevin.
Jarmo, let's start with Mark Bergevin, if we could. What was the thoughts in hiring him, and what does he bring to the organization?
I think he brings a lot of experience, something that I was looking for, somebody that's been in my seat and knows the ins and outs of it and what you're dealing with. So, and I've always had a lot of respect for him as a general manager who was at the other end of it when we were talking about things. And I know he works hard. He's a good player evaluator. I think his track record in Montreal, as far as the trades go, is one among the best in the league. So I think it's a great fit for us.
Do you overlap with him anywhere? Do you have any connections to him? Obviously, you were both general managers at the same time, but have you ever worked with him at any level or anything?
No, I haven't. But obviously, we always talk regularly among the GMs, and I see who are scouting a lot, because I do it quite a bit myself, whether it's the World Junior or Under 18s or in the press boxes around the league. And I know he takes that part very seriously, so he's a good fit.
When you look at bringing Josh Flynn in from Columbus, I mean, how are the duties now going to get spread around with Karmanos out? Who's going to run the Amerks, and how are things going to be looking here?
Well, we'll get to that in short order here. We've already talked amongst the staff that everybody's going to have a role, everybody's going to have an important role, and the responsibilities are going to be spread. We're going to be working on this together as a team, just like the guys on the ice, and sometimes you're going to have to grind, sometimes you're going to be on the power play, and sometimes you're going to penalty kill. So that's going to be the situation among the staff too. Everybody's going to have a good attitude about it, and we'll all work together.
What do you tell us about Josh?
Josh is a guy that I worked together for a long time. He's extremely organized. He's an attorney. He knows the cap. the CBA in and out. He knows the analytics. He's got scouting experience. He's from Toronto, so he was grown up watching hockey, following hockey, loving hockey. So he knows exactly the way I want things organized, and you know, that'll bring a valuable asset to our staff. Putting all different areas together for me to sometimes dumb it down a bit.
So at this point, at least, are Jerry Ford and Mark Jakubowski being retained?
Yes, yes, yes. We're all going to work together. I've taken very close look at our amateur process, amateur scouting process, and the staff, and they do a good job, and they're very diligent about their work, and I'm happy with the way things have gone so far on that side. That's why I attended the Linka tournament in August, so I can speak with them and talk to them, to know them, and I was there already for when they were preparing for the draft, so I have a good idea on how they go about their business, and Mark's been with the organization for a long time, and he's done a good job, so I've really enjoyed my time working with Mark.
And you told us when you got the job, you're impressed with a lot of the young players that the Buffalo Sabres have, and Jerry Fortin has been responsible for drafting and scouting a lot of those players. So with that in mind, does that help you maybe be a little bit more impressed with Jerry, with some of the players that he scouted and the Sabres have been able to draft?
Yeah, absolutely. And I've told all of our staff that we need to be the best in the league as far as drafting and developing players. That's going to be the model that we're going to follow, because that'll bring us the core that we need, but also the depth chart that we need moving forward when we have to plan into the future.
What kind of timeline are you looking at in terms of building this front office? Is it a case of when you want to bring somebody in, you'll do it, or are you trying to do more before the season ends, or is it a heavy lift after the season? Like, how is this going to go? What do you mean?
Well, I think these moves were necessary now that we made, and that's why we made them now, and I've told everybody all along that we're going to keep evaluating the staff, and you know, our goal is to get better every day as a staff too, and you know, that's what I expect from everybody, to approach their job with diligence that is going to make us better into the future. So, you know, everybody has to have the same goal, and we're going to have to work together. And if we need to add some people, we'll add some people.
What have you seen from the team that has helped you get on this winning streak and helped you play better, helped you protect leads, that type of thing? What have you seen from the team lately that you've seen improvement in?
I think we've been disciplined. I think we're playing to win rather than playing to score another goal. And I think that's important as the team matures and learns to play the right way, is to understand that there are certain situations when you're up 3-1 or 4-2 or whatever it may be that you don't have to score another goal. You just need to play the right way to win.
You talked at your initial press conference about sustainable success as opposed to just trying to make the playoffs this year. In these first couple weeks, just, and even in the few months you've been in the organization, what do you see that helps you feel like there is the chance for sustainable success here? How do you kind of enhance that now that you're the GM instead of an advisor?
I think our core is fairly young. I think they have a lot of potential to get much better, more experienced, and keep improving from the inside that way. I think that's a big part of it. Obviously, the veteran experience is a big part of success too. Understanding what it takes to win, understanding what it means to be a real pro. But I see a lot of potential in some of our young players that they can really keep getting better, and that'll make our team better.
Noah Ostlund spent last year in the minors, but you watch him play now. He does not look out of place at all. Has played very well. Probably played well enough that he may not go down to Rochester anymore. Being as young as he is, what have you seen that has maybe kind of put him ahead of maybe some other youngsters that are his age?
Well, I've been really pleased with his play in the last few games. He's looked more and more confident, more comfortable, and he's a smart player. But there's a perfect example of a guy that can't just be happy about being in the NHL or staying in the NHL. He's going to need that drive and desire to keep getting better. And I think the ceiling is real high for a player with that kind of hockey IQ. But that's a perfect example of a player that can take his level of play up a lot from where he's at now, right now, even though he's playing good.
We spoke about the three goalies at your initial press conference. So Alex has played very well. Ukko-Pekka had a very nice game. Are you still looking at maybe getting down to two goalies in the near future?
We'll get to that when the right time comes. I think if I said that before, that the rotation with three goalies is tough. The repetitions in practice is tougher with three goalies. We've had Colton Ellis in the injured reserve list, so it's not something that we need to think about right now, and our goalies have been playing really well lately, so we'll get to that when the right time comes.
Do you have any update on Yuri Kulik at this point?
No, I don't. We're just all hoping that it'll solve itself here soon, and his health is the most important thing, obviously, and then after he gets healthy, then we'll get the good hockey player back as well.
Do you anticipate, though, at some point he would play this season?
I would certainly hope so, but I'm going to I just need to rely on the medical people to give me the information that his health is good.
I'm curious about the way you go about things. Let's say, for example, you want to trade for player A. Of course, you're going to talk to your staff, but do you bring a guy with the experience like Lindy Ruff and the coaching staff into and just to hear their thoughts on a player before maybe you make a move on a certain player?
Yeah, always talking to the coach about the fit within our team in particular, and then there may be a player that the coach has coached before, so he knows him personally. And as I've said many times, character is really important for us. It's not just what you see on the ice, but what the character on the ice, but then also off the ice. Is he a good teammate? Does he take care of himself off the ice, and those kind of things. So, you know, always value coach's opinion, but then there are times where, when we've evaluated a player from the press box and have several scouting reports on him, and coach really doesn't know him except playing against him. Mm-hmm. And so that can be a valuable evaluation as well, but probably rely more on the scouting reports on those cases.
We've seen a lot of things written and said about you as you took this job, about your past in Columbus, about being bold in trades, signing Johnny Gaudreau. I mean, how would you describe yourself as a GM in terms of how you want to operate with this club?
You know, the one thing that I said and is my life philosophy is that don't be afraid of making a mistake. So if we feel strongly that we need to do something, and even if it may be a difficult decision, we're going to do it. And that's something that I'm going to follow with this job as well. I'm not just trying to take big swings or make the headlines. It's every move is going to be calculated and studied and considered, and but then if we need to make a move, we'll make a move.
You can't make moves now till the roster freeze is over. You've got a team on a 6-game winning streak. What's the balance in, you know, making moves and putting your impact on it and just leaving well enough alone?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think that there's no need to disrupt anything right now with a good flow going. So that's we're going to keep watching and evaluating, and you know, always try to do what's best for the team and for the individuals on it.
What's it like seeing the confidence level of this club go up in the last couple of weeks? I mean, the game the other night, that was as controlled a game as I've seen this team play in a long time, and they look like they expect to win.
Yeah, the last two periods were clinical, I called it. I thought we played really well in the second and third period in New Jersey. But it's amazing what confidence does. I always say that if you could bottle that thing and just sell it, you'd be a billionaire, because it's everything. You know, these guys know what they're doing and they can do it eyes closed, but then sometimes the confidence gets a little shaky and it looks like they don't know what they're doing. But then when the confidence comes back, it's just easy. Everything is you rely on your instinct and you just play the game like they did in the backyard when they were kids. So it's great to see, but also the discipline of our team's gotten better, and that's also a big part of the success that we've had so far.
You raised some eyebrows at your press conference when you said, we want to be a playoff team, we can be a playoff team this year. Since then, the team has gone 3-0. I assume now you feel you're completely in this race and, you know, ready to contend to that spot when you're talking only like 3 points out.
Yeah, I felt it then, and I feel it now too. So, but you got to go one day at a time and just concentrate on what we can do today to get better and be a better team. And you know, I've talked a lot about playing the right way, to be disciplined and to be hard in battles and to compete. And I think we have enough skill, and I would say probably most of the hockey experts agree with that. But the competing part and the character is something that you have to be real consistent with in order to win in this league.
Contagious on his game. He's he's as lethal as anyone in the league. What stood out about him in this recent stretch here, about just how dynamic he's been?
No, I think confidence with him is a big thing too. Even though he's a star and with 44 goals last year, you know, sometimes the confidence takes ups and downs. And when you have success, you're going to look more confident. And he's got a lot of tools in his toolbox. He's extremely skilled for a guy that size. And then when he uses his size to his advantage, he can be even more effective of a player. There's not too many 6'7" players that weigh 230 pounds that have hands and skills like he has.
Your whole big picture, how much pressure are you feeling just from the Buffalo fan base, having not made the playoffs for 15 years?
I don't think about the 15 years. I don't think about any of that. I just think about today and what we can do moving forward. I see a lot of potential in our group. There's a lot of skill, and I've talked about the compete and character part and discipline to nauseam probably right now, but I believe in these guys. So I don't think about the past. I don't put too much thought into the future either. I just think about today.
Thanks, Jarmo. Back to you guys.
That was Sabres general manager Jarmo Kekäläinen with a number of Buffalo media, including our own Paul Hamilton, who will be on with Chris Bulldog Parker later today for Sabres pregame, 6 p.m. right here on WGR. Puck drop at 7. Sabres are at Ottawa. It's Josh Norris's return to the Senators as
finally
well.
Healthy, yeah. And able to make a return in playing on the ice. This will be the first Cousins-Norris matchup.
And
unlike quarterback matchups where they say Allen versus Mahomes,
right.
No, these players can be on the ice at the same time.
They can, in fact, play against each other.
They can, in fact, actually play against each other.
By the way, pretty good return, I think, for both teams. Sabres are probably wishing Norris was healthier, but Norris, when he's been on the ice, has been, I would argue, their most talented forward.
I think
he is maybe their most talented forward.
I'm going to say it with my chest. When healthy, Josh Norris is their best mm-hmm. forward on the team.
And then Dylan Cousins for Ottawa this year, 35 games played, 27 points, 11 goals. He's been very good for them as well.
Yes, and a couple good quotes, though, from Kekäläinen on that one of what's been going on with this team and everything like that. The big one, though, on his GM style. I liked the question that was framed that way and him saying, the one thing I've said, I live my life by it, don't be afraid of making a mistake. Oh, brother.
That felt like a major problem,
It's also
in the last 10 years.
Kind of a pitch for how the deadline might go.
Yeah.
If they're in contention for a playoff spot, this might be the direction they go. You might see a prospect get shipped out of here. So that'll be interesting to see. I'm very intrigued with what Kekäläinen is going to do, and it's like you were alluding to there right before we had to kick over to it. There's a general manager now in charge of this team that is going to make a move if he sees the opportunity there.
Right, and he wanted to, because I like the question of, you know, when do you, you know, push, when do you pull, like when do you leave good enough alone? You know, don't rock the boat, any of that stuff. The team is 6 in a row, maybe even 7. You know, you don't want to add a move, add a player that all of a sudden ruins the chemistry. But likewise, you know, they've only lost 2 in a row. You don't want to totally change everything because you're worried about a losing streak. I like Kekäläinen's answer on that. But he has a history as a general manager that points to he's not going to do just nothing. And I think that was the biggest problem, the inaction of the last 5 years. And you know, and I wanted to put that, because I said it the other night on Twitter, is just he is the kind of guy that will do stuff, whether they're succeeding or failing, to help them.
He wants to fix it, whether it's he wants to supplement it
mm-hmm.
or he wants to fix it.
Yeah, it doesn't mean he's perfect. It honestly, a big part of this, the Bergevin stuff as well, is really they more just feel like an average NHL organization. But that's way better than it's been over the last half decade.
And I do have more thoughts on that of, you know, easing some concerns about the old boys club narrative on that. But I think it's time to get to a break so that we can stay on a timely manner here.
Nah. 803-0550, the number to call. We are going to take a quick time out here. You want to give your thoughts on the Sabres and the Bills? Would love to hear them. We'll also get your tweets as well. Basically, you know, both the number 7 is big for both teams. 7 in a row, hopefully, for tonight with the Sabres. And then 7 years in a row for the playoffs of the Bills, officially, after last night. What do you feel about both teams? What are your conference levels for both teams? We'll get to that here when we come back. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show on WGR. Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. If you missed it, we did just listen back to, or well, listen live actually, to Sabres General Manager Jarmo Kekäläinen with a number of Sabres media, including our own Paul Hamilton. Paul will be along for Sabres pregame coming up at 6 for a 7 p.m. puck drop. Sabres at Ottawa tonight, looking for their seventh straight win. The Bills played along with the number 7. They got into the playoffs for the seventh straight year. And yeah, it's weird. It's an NFC game, second to last week of the year. I'm way more locked into the Sabres and what they've got going on. In part, it's in many aspects still the early portion of the regular season. They're not even halfway through the season yet. I mean, they're getting close. Don't get me wrong, but
well, here's the thing. When you're forged in the fires of Sabres Twitter during this drought, I think everyone's going to understand when I say this. Yeah, I'm Sabre-pilled right now.
And see what happens.
And we'll see what happens here. But a win in Ottawa, again, puts this to your longest winning streak since 2018. And we are now having legitimate conversations of, oh, they really stormed their way back into this thing. You now no longer have to vault everybody. You have done a majority of the work at that point. And it turns into, all right, can you keep up with the rest of the league on average for the rest of the year? Maybe do a little bit better. Because a win tonight puts you ahead of Ottawa for sure. And then if Florida were to play and lose, they would also vault Florida. Both of those teams have 40 points. You're already ahead of Columbus. You're already ahead of Toronto. You would also vault the Rangers and the Penguins with a win tonight. Today's moving day. Have a chance. Put yourself in a conversation all over again here. And then if you were to beat Boston and end
tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Really, the 2025 calendar? with this run,
mm-hmm.
Zach, they'd be hitting 40 points, but also more importantly than that, if they can find a way to close out like these next three games, Ottawa, Boston, at Ottawa, home Boston, at St. Louis. You win two of those three games. You're going into New Year's Eve against Dallas where, okay, it's not the end of the world if you lose to the Stars.
Right, right. And you'll be with everybody. I mean, the Atlantic, I think they're, what, only 4 points out of that? Mm-hmm. Of third. And then we mentioned the wild card race there, but like the Rangers have three games in hand on you. Boston, two games. You're both your wild card leaders being both metropolitan teams. The Islanders and the Devils both have a game in hand on you. So, I mean, like, look, you got to take advantage of those games, absolutely. But you're right. Like, they can put themselves in a position where, yeah, dropping a game to a West Coast team won't mean a ton. And, it's a lot of fun. It's not what it was a few years ago, like in 22, where they had that late season run, or even the 10-game win streak, which is a ball. But it's getting really close. And I think in many aspects, what has helped it be more exciting is that even during the early portions of the win streak, they still made a change. They were not afraid to make a change. You know, I think in many aspects, it's very clear ownership is maybe taking a step back. We'll see if that lasts. But at least right now, it looks like ownership is taking a step back. And it is nice. 803-0550, the number to call. We'll get your tweets in just a moment, but we'll get to the phones here first. Mo is up first this segment. Mo, how are we doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I just want to talk about the Eagles game and how I think that the Bills can expose their line. I don't think they have a good offensive line. I don't think the Eagles have much to play for. We owe them something. I think we can get to James. I think we can get to Jalen Hurts. But if Terrell Bernard has to play Mike, we're in trouble. If Shaq Thompson can't play, Matt Milano has to go to Mike. I mean, Terrell Bernard cannot play middle linebacker against Saquon Barkley. It's going to be a long day, but after that, I feel like we need to just continue to stay big hunt, big one seed game hunting. You know, hunt for that one seed. I don't care what the media says all day on the road. Hunt for that one seed and let's go. Thanks.
Mo, thanks for the call, man. And you know what's funny? We talked about this game at the start of the year that it might not mean much for either club based on the schedules and it's an NFC-AFC matchup late
in the
year. If
not for New England.
Yeah.
And
it could mean nothing.
Like, if not for New England, this game probably doesn't mean as much. Like, maybe you're fighting for the one seed, and that's pretty much it. But that's pretty much it. I do have one thing to dispute. You can't put Milano at the mic. He's too small.
No, it is nice.
I do understand what he's saying.
Shaq Thompson is part of the day-to-day crew, so it looks like he should be fine.
I do understand what you're saying. Terrell Bernard, I don't know what happened, but his play fell off a cliff this year. And
I think he just never. Honestly, some of it. I think he never got better, and his size is affecting him. He always had the big play. Nose for the big play, but in between that would be, okay, we need to get better here. We need to get better here. Now I think it's just he hasn't developed, and his size is causing a huge problem for him.
And the turnovers aren't there.
And the big plays aren't there.
They're not as frequent this year. So, yeah. But Terrell Bernard, there's something I don't know what's going on there. But you got to get that fixed because that extension now looks pretty gaudy. And not good. But, yeah, hopefully Thompson's in. I understand your concerns there. The Saquon Barkley, that's not an easy matchup. I also know that the Bills have survived being run against for a good amount of this season. They have survived about it. It's when they don't have an answer for whatever the passing game is concocted from another team. In addition, that's where they get doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Like Miami, yeah, you got run all over. But what breaks the game open? Jalen Waddle on a bomb.
Right. Even you go back to Atlanta, it's Drake London in the first half that's killing you.
Who almost really puts the dagger in you at the end on the final play of the first half. First New England game. It's Diggs.
It's Diggs, yeah.
So a lot of their losses is, yeah, we got run on a little bit here, but we're able to stymie the passing attack in the wins. In the losses, it is. There's also a receiver cooking us. So don't let A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith do that. Or, more importantly, and this is a Milano highlight, Dallas Goedert.
Yep. No, absolutely. In terms of what the game will mean, though, it still doesn't mean a ton. It does not mean nothing. But for the Eagles, they can't really move anywhere. If they win this game, they stay at the three. even if Chicago, I think, loses, they will end up still staying at the three. Chicago plays San Francisco. And, yeah, it would
Chicago
then go,
has
it would
to,
go into week 18.
Chicago has to lose their final two games in order for the Chiefs to even have a chance to move up one spot.
And so Philly is sort of in this weird spot where they can't really move. The same is not set for the Bills. If the Bills do beat Philadelphia this weekend and then the Chargers lose to Houston, the Bills move up to the 5 seed. If the Chargers win that, Bills stay at the 6, Chargers stay at the 5, Houston stays at the 7, no real movement there. That is the important part. The idea of not having to play a Jacksonville team in the wild card round and instead playing Pittsburgh, I think, is truly night and day. And a lot of it has to go with the quarterbacks, but it's also how they're playing at the end of the year. Rodgers and that Steelers offense is not playing well to end the year at all. They won't have, by the way, DK Metcalf the rest of the regular season. He suspended two games after his altercation with that Detroit fan.
I have a mildly controversial take.
Would you rather play Jacksonville over Pittsburgh? Or?
It's that I wouldn't hate playing Jacksonville either.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of the way if it's going to happen.
Right, if they're going to be a real problem, and again, that's maybe. You know, I don't know. That's the big thing of this, it, of this playoffs. It's a bunch of unknowns.
But if you beat Jacksonville, okay, you took out one of the bigger threats that there is.
Yeah, then
on the road,
and then you never know. Houston, I really want this 7-2 matchup of Houston at New England. I don't love what CJ Stroud has kind of turned into as a quarterback. Like, his rookie year seems a decade ago. But that defense against a quarterback in Drake May, who is ultimately untested. And we've also seen periods where they have just evaporated on offense, recently against the Bills, but then the first half against Baltimore, really, you know, it takes Diggs getting them back into that game, but we mentioned it to start today. It also kind of took Baltimore shooting themselves in the foot.
Again.
No Derrick Henry for almost the last 13 minutes of the game, 12 minutes and 50 seconds. You know, Lamar Jackson gets hurt, and it's Tyler Huntley, and even still, they probably should win that game. It's at home. It's at Gillette, right? That could be a really tough matchup. But Stroud's been in the playoffs before. This is not his first rodeo. That defense is hungry as hell. And we're not going to go forever where a 7 doesn't beat a 2.
Right.
You know, or only one
especially
7 beats
a 2. Especially with the caliber of what the seeds are looking like this year.
Mm-hmm.
The three of them, Houston, L.A., Buffalo. And it's if we go by projections, it's going to be the three of them on the road to start. But you can conceivably talk me into a road sweep of the wild card round, and then whoever's the 5 seed is hosting a game all of a sudden.
Right.
So you could talk me into that, especially with how this year's been going. I don't like all I want right now is, yeah, it'd be real nice to get the division. You still have to win a game anyway to help get yourself there. You also need to win some games to move yourself up the standings. Mm-hmm. Regardless, the Chargers are facing Houston and Denver to end their year. The Chargers have a pretty interesting setup to end this season. The Texans, they take on the Chargers, but then they end it with the Colts.
Mm-hmm.
A team that might be happy to try
slam
to
the year over.
Just to try to also slam the face in a rival, though.
Mm-hmm.
They might be happy to just mess some things up. Be that with Jacksonville or Houston. They might not be alive by then, but they can at least affect what the seeding looks like right for the rest of the AFC South.
They can ruin a rival season, absolutely. I really like how these playoffs are turning out. I'd love for the Bills to be the one, don't get me wrong. I would love to just on wild card weekend watch potentially the chaos just unfold and not be a part of it. But you just look at it, you know, we've talked about the NFC, but the AFC especially, even if it winds up being, like you said, 3-6 Buffalo at Jacksonville, that might be a really fun game. Because, and I don't really know how to put this, so I'll just kind of say it how I've been feeling about it. The Bills are not entitled to be now the main character because Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson are not in the playoffs.
Right.
Other teams can ascend. It doesn't need to be your time just because, oh, the big dog's not here today.
He becomes a character that you pay attention to, but they don't, it's like you said, they don't have to be, it's not a requirement that like, oh, it's Allen's turn now. No, this ain't an MVP race.
There's a few young guys here who can really change how they're perceived nationally, how their teams are perceived nationally based off these playoffs. Denver, I think already just the fact that were not that far off from all the dead cap money they had to take on from Russell Wilson and getting rid of him to now all of a sudden being the one seed in AFC and having one of the better defenses in football. They're dealing with injuries right now. Drake May and the New England Patriots with Mike Vrabel. Year two, boom, you're here. Welcome to the party. And then now Jacksonville with Liam Cohen had a weird start with the whole Duval and the eyebrow raise, but it's turned out really well. They bought at the deadline.
They bought at the draft. They moved up.
And they won't have Travis Hunter, and yet it kind of doesn't matter because of buying at the deadline, having Jakobi Meyers. It's moved everyone where they need to be. Brian Thomas Jr. is not going over the middle of the field as much.
Does this mean we have to admit that Trent Baalke kind of knew what he was doing?
No. But with Jacksonville, though, Trevor Lawrence, and I've said it to you and Nate off air. I think I said it over air as well over the weekend. Lawrence is that guy.
Yes.
That I could see ascending only because of what his potential always was. He's 6'6", he's 220 pounds, he can move, he's got the arm. That's what you look for when you have a potential.
Best prospects since Andrew Luck.
Right. Now he's got the coach. Now he seems to have a lot of talent around him as well. And if he hosts Buffalo, he's only been in the playoffs one time. It's that comeback win against the Chargers in just stunning fashion. And then they played a little bit close to Kansas City the following week. But he's new to this. He could ascend. But also, a lot of these guys could fall apart.
He could also be bad Trevor Lawrence that we've seen over the last couple of years.
Look at Herbert last year, who is probably going to be in the playoffs this year. Last year.
It was last year.
Where he throws three picks the entire year.
And then he throws four in one game.
Goes to Houston. He throws four in one game.
Houston? Stop.
Sam Darnold last year looks to be a guy that's going to get this major contract either from the Vikings or somebody else. In the last month or so, probably a little bit less than a month, he falls apart. And he's somewhat doing that now. He's playing much better than he was at the end of last year. But we kind of saw that. And by the time he plays the Rams, ultimately in Arizona, it's a disaster.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No. Anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
to
that
build
could
on
be
your...
the same thing with Drake May, who he looks great all year. Guys, he's the MVP. We got to talk about this. Plays a Houston defense at home. He could fall apart, right? And that's why I'm excited for these playoffs. It's just a bunch of unknowns. Where for the last 4 years, 5 years, it's been where's Lamar, where's Mahomes, where's Allen. That's all that matters.
And sometimes where's
Burrow. And sometimes Burrow. But really, it was two of those four or three is going to be playing in the AFC Championship game. Let's get the ball rolling.
Let's get to it. And this is the part, and I think to wrap this segment up, that I'm going to hate myself for saying this because it expounds on your point, though, of like 7 years is a really long time, right? Making the playoffs 7 straight years. It's an accomplishment of sorts. Like, yeah, they haven't broken through. But that is also the timeline in which an entirely new era can start.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bills are not a main character. Maybe they're a background character. So could that mean that the Bills messed up their best window of competition? Maybe. But this also could be a shift in power. Have the Bills managed to survive and stay within it? That is what in the year's future are going to have to determine. But this year could be a transitional year. The Bills are the only team out of that group that have a chance to slam the door and say, nah, it's Brucey's time to shine.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live coming up at the top of the hour. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR. Quick final segment here as we wrap up a Tuesday and a Festivus here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It is brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com. Real quick, the morning guys, we're talking Christmas movies. We can do this more tomorrow. I feel bad. I can do the whole sports movie conversation. I can get into that. For holiday movies, Christmas movies, if you want to just be very specific, I watch like two and maybe three.
So then why are we doing this tomorrow?
Well, that's my thing is I'm sitting here and I'm listening to them and I'm like, I know these. I've seen them at least once. But in terms of like it's the Christmas season, I got to watch them. I'm like, no, it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation and one of the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen. Not three. One or two. And that's it. Like The Godfather because it's on. It's on. Every Christmas it's on. It's that and like A Christmas Story. You
does
can always
take
find
part
them.
In Christmas?
Yeah, parts of it does.
I guess.
The early portion of the movie.
Yeah, take it for what you will there.
But like I feel bad. Like I'm like, I can do this with sports movies all day, but like Christmas movies, I'll see them maybe once. They're classics. Like I've seen a lot of the older movies. Got somewhat of a cinephile. I enjoy that kind of stuff. Yeah. But past that, I'm like, okay, I've seen it. Moving on to the next.
Yep. I don't know if I could do much with the Christmas movie thing either. Like the only thing I could say is, yeah, no, Jingle All the Way is fantastic. Like I said, if I'm not getting into a brawl with my local mail carrier about a Turbo Man action figure, what am I doing here with my life?
Did you even have the holiday season?
Did you even have the holiday spirit? If I'm not throwing bows, what am I doing here?
Absolutely.
No, instead I took care of all my Christmas shopping already, and now I don't even feel anything.
And that's
numb right now.
That's a credit to
you. No, that it's not a credit to me. I need to not do that. I've got to go back to the old me.
That'll do it for us tonight. The Sabres are on at 7 at Ottawa, pregame at 6. But before that, Sabres Live coming up next. You're listening to WGR.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.